Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He knew at some point you and I would say yes, we would bow our knee, we would believe him, we would be willing, and he loves that heart. Oh, hallelujah. He loves that heart and was willing to pay whatever it took to get that heart. Because he knew he could work with us. He knew. Maybe we don't look so hot right now. You take a look at us 500,000 years from now. Past all the frailty of the flesh, past all the ignorance and lack of knowledge, past all our sins and failures washed away by the blood, gleaming and shining in white robes as a king. Come on, are you listening? We don't appear that way now, but we shall be. We will be. And he knew he could get us past all this, get us beyond all this. Hallelujah. And that throughout the ages, we'd be his. Hallelujah. He'd have a group of people that wouldn't rebel against him. No matter how much he blesses us, no matter how much he gives us control over, he'd have a group of people. If the devil ever tried, or if any other kind of being ever tried in some kind of distant future situation to tempt us, hey, we were on the earth. We know what sin does. We lived in death and curse. You are not going to get me to turn against my God. Not now, not a million years from now. And that is precious to him. That's precious to him. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Now he tells us, this is my commandment, that you what?
Love.
Or value, treasure one another as I have treasured you. How can we do that when they are such an annoyance sometimes? When they don't even try to do right. When they're just being aggravating on purpose. And keep messing up and doing the same thing 300 times. How can you value them like that? Anybody listen? How? The same way he does it, with the same love he has. He put it in us. Come on. He put in us the ability to have faith like he does and the ability to love like he does.
Amen.
This is God-like ability in us now.
Amen.
We have the ability to love like God does now. Hallelujah. I didn't say to the extent of the measure he can, but it's the same kind of love. It's his love.
Yes.
Didn't the Bible say the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
What does that mean? That means I got the ability to look past all your junk. If I'll choose to do it by faith and say, hey, God, if you love them, if you picked them, if you chose them, then you see something rare and precious in there.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And if you say it's there, then it's there.
Right.
It's there.
Yes.
And if you can look past my junk, I can look past their junk.
Yes. Totally.
By faith, is that right?
Amen.
And even though they're not acting like it nor looking like it, I can esteem them eternally valuable.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
Precious beyond measure. And you know what? If you start treating somebody like they're valuable and important, they will begin to rise to it.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
There's a handful of people in my life that I will forever be thankful to because they let the Lord minister to me through them. They saw things in me I didn't see. They saw ability. They saw value. They saw character. And they treated me like that and called that up in me and called it out of me. And it made me begin to think, am I? Can I? And begin to consider it and begin to take a step to do it, to be it. And here you come. As soon as you do that, you meet the power of God because we really are. And we really can. Somebody say, I'm His.
I'm His.
He's mine.
He's mine.
I'm precious.
I'm precious.
In His sight.
In His
sight. Oh, hallelujah. Go to James with me in closing, I think. I don't know that we ever did get to page 2, but we got to page 3, so that's we skipped page 2. James chapter 5. The scripture says in Luke and Matthew, where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also. So what you treasure shows your heart. Well, how many understand if I spend all my time treasuring cars, that shows a problem in my heart? If I'm willing to hurt somebody in order to get something I want on my car, I don't know what's important. I don't realize in a few more days I'm going to be gone and these cars are going to be gone too. And I'm acting like this is the most important thing in life and I'm going to do this forever. I'm acting like a fool. Where my treasure is, that shows my heart. My heart's going to be right there too with the things I treasure the most. The Bible said if you be risen with Christ, set your affection on things above.
Amen.
Not on things on the earth.
Amen.
Things that last. Things that are eternal. Not on things that are temporary. Said out loud, everybody. Everybody needs to say this. Said out loud,
I don't
love things.
Love things.
I can have things.
I can have things.
I can use things.
I can use things.
I can enjoy things.
I can enjoy things.
But I don't love them. They don't have a place in my heart. Is that right?
Yes.
I don't love cars. I don't love jewelry. I don't love money. I don't love houses. I don't love land. I don't love boats. I don't love airplanes. I don't love stuff. Watch yourself. If you begin to say, I love it, and it's a thing, catch yourself. Say, no, I don't. No, I don't. I like it. I enjoy it. I use it. I don't love it. Love is precious. It's valuing. It's treasuring something highly. Real love is reserved for God and people. I love God. And if I really love God, then I have to love what He loves. If I really care about Him, then I treasure what He treasures. You know what He treasures?
People.
His people. Above all. In James 5 and 7, the same exact word that's used in our text talking about the precious blood of the Lamb is used here in this verse. See what it's describing. He said, be patient therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman, or the farmer, waits for the what?
Precious
fruit of the earth. The word precious here is the exact same word used talking about precious blood. Precious blood, precious fruit. He was willing to give the precious blood to get the precious fruit. What is the precious fruit of the earth? He has long patience for it till He receive the early and the latter rain. Be you also patient. Establish your hearts. For the coming of the Lord draws nigh. They were convinced it was close centuries ago.
Yeah.
You can see it in the writings.
Amen.
You know why? Because it was. So we say, yeah, but it was 2,000. You mean 2 days. 2 days ago.
Yeah.
If we said, it's going to happen Wednesday, would you say, oh, that's a long, long time. Wednesday? How many know if it's happening Wednesday, you better get your little self ready.
Amen.
Is that right? Wednesday is going to be here before you know it.
Amen.
We just got Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
2 days. So they were right. Well, if they were right 2 days ago, it's certainly close now. Close. His coming draws near. What's precious? What does he care about? This whole heaven and earth, it's going.
That's right.
And the Bible describes what's happening. This whole thing from Adam to us, the creation of this planet, this solar system, all of it has been God desiring a harvest.
Amen.
He created the first human beings. He wants a people, not servants, but sons.
Right.
Family.
Right.
Hallelujah. He wants sons he can trust, that love him. They're not doing something just because what they can get from him.
Amen.
But that genuinely treasure him.
Amen.
And treasure each other.
Yeah.
And he wants somebody to share his vast creation with. And his vast riches, all the things he wants to give us. All the things he wants to do for us and with us and by us, we really have no idea. But the scripture says, throughout the ages to come, he's going to show the exceeding riches of his grace toward us. You talk about mind blowing, but it won't blow up your mind. It'll just expand it and enlarge your heart. Hallelujah. Until it's vast, your capacity to grasp and understand and experience and receive, and joy and faith and love will spread out like the ocean horizon. Hallelujah. Like the sand of the sea, like the stars of the sky, because you are the sons of the living God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.